I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, happy Tuesday. Coming off of the Labor Day weekend, which means a couple of things for me. It means football, number one. It means fall's on the way, which means a change in the weather. And it means tailgating. Because, guys, football season means tailgating. Thanks to each and every one of you guys and ladies who participated in our hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home over the weekend. Mike, I don't know if we had so many, if we've ever had so many pictures and photos from folks just letting us know what they were cooking. Chris did a great job putting a lot of those pictures, should I say, on Instagram. And so thank you guys for hitting us up and letting us know what you were cooking. I know you ate like a king down there in Tally. I'm assuming you guys ate like kings down there.
Yeah, but well, it all started. You had to get a Whataburger, which is something you just can't get in Atlanta. Mm. So we made that decision.
One's coming to Kennesaw, by the way, next year.
Are you cereal?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. I know.
I took my buddy Scott, and Carl knows the dude. He used to look like the Big Lebowski, and then his wife made him get a haircut. But Scotty played defensive end linebacker at Missouri. And he'd been to some big games in around the country. But that was his first trip to Tallahassee for a game. So we gave him the full McGillis, starting with Whataburger on the way down the road. And then he was blown away by the whole vibe, Carl. I know we talked about how great it was, an electric atmosphere. And he was like, wow, Goosebump City. But, yeah, man, and then the tailgating was just everything was back to, I mean, you know, knock wood, right? Normal. But everybody immediately, the tents pop out and everybody's got the grilling. And of course, there's no stranger danger there and everybody's throwing down. And there's some people across the way, had some burgers. And we went to town. And one dude, he had like, he goes, you got to have them Johnsonville brats, man. And so I showed him the picture of what we do. And then when I broke out the beer, and my buddy Dave Beck, who used to be one of the most famous bartenders in the world, used to work at the tavern at Phipps, Carl, was like ranked at everything, you know, spinning the bottles, like the whole thing. And Dave goes, could you imagine having this beer with your face on it like 15 years ago before you got married? I'm like, yes, Dave, I really, really could. And thanks for bringing that up. Because chicks were like, and you know, playing with their hair. Oh my God, you have your own beer on your radio show? And Scott's like, oh, this is a conundrum, isn't it? I go, yes, it's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, unless we're going to find some going with daddy issues, I don't think this is happening. But it was glorious to be back. Just like Georgia fans, and I talked to a couple of my buddies, Dale and King Kamehameha and Johnny, they were up there, had a blast up in Charlotte, and everybody with Georgia, of course, took it over, and everyone going bananas all weekend up there. A lot of people at the lake, too. A lot of people at the Lake Hartwell, and they made the trip up to Charlotte.
They are out there, Mike, with daddy issues. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Find them at PriorityMensMedical.com. Hey, man, let's talk about what's going on, because as we approach week one, there's still a lot of questions about who's going to play, who's going to have a last-minute signing. But here's the deal. The Ravens guys could be in trouble because the Ravens, Mike, have lost basically their two top backs now. One was J.K. Dobbins in the preseason, then you lose your other back, and all of a sudden now they're bringing in guys like Le'Veon Bell and Devontae Freeman to try out?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and you and I had talked about, you know, they drafted a wide receiver, but, you know, Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown is so inconsistent. And you begin to wonder, do they have the balance that they need to get Lamar Jackson next level in the playoffs, right? Especially, yeah. I mean, that's just a shot. I mean, because J.K. Dobbins was going to be the man. They moved on, obviously, from Mark Ingram. But now, yeah, you're really – no disrespect to Free, but that's the bottom of the barrel at this stage.
So we're gonna
that was disrespectful, but it's true.
No, it is, man. I mean, and by the way, I always talk about this with running backs. Like, people are like, yeah, Le'Veon's cool. If Le'Veon was good, he would have been signed already. Somebody would have already taken a shot. Now, right. Can he go in there and give them something? Maybe. But I really think they're screwed now because they invested in running back, Mike. They drafted Dobbins. You go get all these guys, and now they're injured. This is going to take away tremendously from their running game. And I still like the Ravens. Don't get me wrong. They're still one of the best teams. But this dynamic of being one of the best run teams in the NFL is slowly but surely fading as we get to week one.
Right. And I know if you're a fantasy owner, that's why we always tell you guys, do it as late as possible. We're doing our draft tonight, by the way, at 8 o'clock, just because, you know, especially this year, it seems like the injuries are just stacking up. I tell you what, man, do you start to feel more and more, I don't know, I would say comfortable, but believing in the Browns to win that rough and tumble division?
I do. They're my sleeper pick to get to the Super Bowl, and I say sleeper because everybody's on the Bills and the Chiefs. Rightfully so. I think the Browns should be the best team, not only in that division, but I think they could get to the Super Bowl, and I won't be surprised at all, Mike. I honestly think that Myles Garrett is going to be the defensive player of the year this year.
Right, and hey, it can't be T.J. Watt for the Steelers if he's not on the field and he's holding out. And as we went to put the show prep together today, that's still happening up in Pittsburgh. So there's some confusion about whether or not he's going to be able to get out there.
All right, let's talk about the Saints. We didn't sign him, but the Saints are going to sign Desmond Trufant. Matter of fact, they have signed him. We told you guys he had a family issue in Detroit, so the Lions basically...
Oh, Carl just crapped out. We'll get him back up in a second. Got to hit the digital button and reset it. But, yeah, man, we were talking, for those who didn't hear the show last week, about Desmond Trufant, only because we do have some turnover. We have some guys that are kind of retreads. And, you know, yes, we were ready to move on from Desmond Trufant a couple of years ago, but if the price was right, and the Saints generally, it is pretty right for them as well. They've been hit with injuries and all sorts of issues with their secondary, so it makes more sense perhaps for them than it did for us, although I still think, you know, we may still yet need some help in the secondary. But we will see True this weekend. And don't forget, that game is in TIAA Stadium, get it right, in Jacksonville, because they thought it'd be a better idea. Maybe they get less, I guess, Packers fans down to Jacksonville. I think they could all hop in a car, guys. But it's Saints and the Packers to start the season over in Jacksonville. Hey, Mike McCarthy is still not ruling out Zach Martin for Thursday night. If you watched Hard Knocks and you've been following the Cowboys over the course of the year, they at one point had such a fantastic offensive line, right? And you go back and you sort of look at some of the injuries on both sides of the line. They talked about, you know, protecting Dak and how much you need to keep Dak upright. Well, they had another issue because in this case, it's COVID. There's a lot of confusion. Now some people in the Players Association are saying maybe the NFL is right and maybe we're going to have to go with daily COVID tests. And for those who've never had a COVID test, yes, the long Q-tip up your schnoz, which a lot of players were saying, you know, at one point they got used to it. Some guys never felt comfortable doing it, and it seems like now they may start to do this on a regular basis. Zach Martin may or may not play. Mike McCarthy isn't ruling him out. He can return if he generates negative COVID tests at least 24 hours apart between now and Thursday, which, if I'm reading the NFL Players Association thing right, means he's vaccinated. So that was the big rub, guys. Whether you think it's a personal choice or whatever, this is one of those deals that if you are vaccinated, you've got a quicker turnaround to get back in the game. Also, guys, Mac Jones, he was asked about, you know, hey, you're the starter now, Carl. It's your chance to shine by the Boston media, looking, I guess, maybe for a cocky soundbite. And you know what he said?
What?
He goes, he never felt like he was butting heads with Cam Newton. He said Cam was really helpful. And he says the starter label doesn't mean much. It just, you know, it just so happens that I put some work on tape, and that's what the coaches did. But Mac Jones, I know that they're going to try to do some things with Josh McDaniels to get some of these new weapons they've added, Carl. New running backs, Ramondre Stevenson as a draft pick, all the tight ends that were available, including Hunter Henry. So just how successful is Mac Jones going to be this year?
They set him up to be successful. That's going to be a good defense. You just talked about some of the offensive weapons they went and reinvested in, spent some money in free agency. He has a chance to be good, but it's going to come down to him not making mistakes. Here's the thing about Mac Jones, and we knew this at Alabama, and we talked about it. Cerebrally, Mike, he picks things up very quickly. And we talked about his ability to do that as a quarterback, which is why I think he's kind of ahead of the curve here. I don't see him making a lot of mistakes. I don't see Mac Jones forcing balls where they don't need to be.
Right.
I think he'll throw it away, and it's kind of ingrained in him. You know, just don't make the dumb mistakes. They'll be in games. How many games can he win for them, though? Because you and I both talk about this a lot. There are games, guys, in the NFL, week in and week out, where everything goes your way, but you need your quarterback to do something. And is he going to be able to do those things to elevate New England? It's what made Tom Brady so special. It's what makes Aaron Rodgers so special. We talk about it. There are weeks. Sometimes teams just get blown out. You win a game, and you're like, man, everything just rolled. But then there are those weeks, Mike, where there's 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You're down five, and you need to go score. Can he do that? We haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, that's not good. That's not good, if well, that's accurate.
I'm telling you about this. He's smart as heck, man. And as far as, listen, I think all quarterbacks are smart. Some are, you know, just because you have to be in control of so much on the field. But that is something we've heard from Alabama way back when he was coming up. He's super smart. He's super smart. That doesn't surprise me if it's true, Chris. It doesn't surprise me. But either way.
How does that make you feel about Cam Newton and what was not happening for him up and part why he was not selected to be the quarterback this year for them?
If accurate, Mike, here's what would concern me. You were there last year. You were supposed to, even though you didn't play well, you should have had a better hold on this system. And if that is true, then that speaks volumes. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our NFL Blitz. Can we hear from David Culley? He's the new coach at the Houston Texans. Mike, they named their starter.
David, you have stayed away from saying who's starting, who's not starting here in camp. When will you feel comfortable this week in talking about starters and that kind of thing?
Well, Tyrod Taylor will start for us at quarterback, for sure.
You ready to disclose any other starters?
No.
No. I didn't expect you to go that far. You know, I just, when you were out of that sort of thing.
No. I know that's the one everybody's always wondering. It's come up before, but he will start for us on Sunday.
Tough spot to be in for a first-year head coach. You finally get your dream job, and it's a freaking soap opera in Houston. And the guy that would be the best chance to give you a W can't play.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You wait, 27 years right. to be a head coach, and you might only be there 2 years.
Well, if you're lucky.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but this is how jacked up it is. And if this Deshaun Watson stuff hadn't played out, you might be there for 10. Like, you just don't know, right? It's such a quarterback league, Mike, where whoever comes in, this is a stopgap. Tyrod Taylor's a stopgap, which means they're going to have to draft a quarterback, which means you still now have to wait a couple of years to see how good he's going to be. David Culley's not going to be there 5 years from now. It's just not.
No, and again, I don't think – I mean, hell, man, you clone Vince Lombardi. And there's a lot of dudes that would really struggle in the situation just because of – management is a disaster in Houston, and they've got some guys, they've got athletes there. I mean, I don't know who's going to produce. They are literally – because I'm doing a lot of fantasy mock drafts. The Texans lineup, Carl, is like the island of misfit toys. Brandon Cooks, David Johnson. I mean, guys that you have no idea what these guys are going to do. And Tyrod will do what he does. You know, and he'll win you some games, but it's just, you know – I'm just wondering if we'll see Davis Mills at some point. And wouldn't that be something? Tyrod maybe Ooh. Thinks he's secure here in this position. Last year, for those who remember, Tyrod had a rib injury. We joked around, well, nothing funny about it, but the doctor punctured his lung, and next thing you know, couldn't play. Herbert finds out he's going in like a half hour before the game, and that was all you heard of Tyrod Taylor. So, I mean, the guy, it's a great story that he's able to grind out this many years in the league, but he just can't seem to catch a break.
No. And by the way, do you see, just out of curiosity, Tyrod Taylor, like we talk about Teddy Bridgewater, is that how you see him?
Yeah, I do, honestly. I mean, he's the ultimate kind of game manager. You know, there was a time that, you know, if the right team, right place, perhaps the career arc would have been different, but he's just one of those guys who bounces around now. Hey, by the way, a guy that a very different career arc. Tom Brady spoke, and I don't know if you saw this. It was in the Tampa Bay Times. It was something you and I kind of said, hey, kind of cool if guys, especially on defense, real playmakers, could go back to their numbers they wore in college, right? Tom Brady thinks it's a crazy rule, Carl. He says, I'm playing two guys who had different numbers in preseason. So now you got to watch film and know who you're studying to do. But wow. He said basically there's even 10 times more work for him. Because guys have switched, like we did with the Falcons. We saw that Dante Fowler and some of these guys switched their numbers last minute. Brady, who always puts the work in, says even more work now because of it.
Yeah, it does make sense because you're used to seeing certain guys. That's like Aaron Donald changes 99, right? Now he's, I don't know, 56. And you're like, whoa, is that Aaron Donald? I get where he's going with this as you watch guys and seeing where they are on the field. It's just a little extra time you got to put in.
He goes, some guy's got a 6, one guy's got an 11, one guy's got a 9. They change every play when you break your routes and get to your spot. He goes, it'd be like saying, what if your offensive lineman wears 82 and now it's number 9? they wouldn't know who's eligible. He goes, I don't know about this. I don't think it's too fair. But anyway, if you want to say Brady's crying, he's always looking for every advantage, so I wouldn't argue with the man.
No, not at all. I mean, if anybody's going to say, you know, this is probably a big advantage for the defense, it's right. Tom Brady. Did you mention Dwayne Brown's contract?
No.
Because this is a big deal for the Seahawks. Jamal Adams was their safety, is their safety. He needed to get paid this offseason. They went around and around and around. It happened. Now their left tackle, Dwayne Brown, Mike, finally gets a deal, and now he's ready to play. So for, you know, the Seahawks, who, again, are considered to be a playoff team this year, even though I think their division is going to be really tough, he gets his money. You know, $7 million signing bonus, $4 million in salary. Dwayne Brown agrees to rework the final year of his deal, and now he's ready to go. That was a big part of what Russell Wilson, you know, his protection and all that stuff is going to be. So the two biggest question marks for the Seahawks this offseason now taken care of.
And if you guys missed it, we started the segment talking about what the Falcons are doing. And, yeah, Jalen Mayfield will be the left guard next to Jake Matthews. And Hennessy's done the job at center. We didn't get a chance to see much of these guys together at once. I guess we'll have to wait till Sunday, Carl, against Philly.
No doubt. Coming up, Darren Eales is set to join us, guys. It is international break, but we'll talk to him about what's coming up because they are back on the pitch Friday against Orlando, and we'll get the latest from Atlanta United. More on the Dogs' big win this weekend. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Tuesday. Short week, guys. Lots more NFL action, or we're getting to week one and then plenty more college football as well. More on the Dogs coming up as we've been spending a lot of time today on that, and rightfully so. It was a huge win for Georgia. But right now we want to spend some time with the president of Atlanta United. His name is Darren Eales, and he joins us on a weekly basis as they are on international break right now, but they'll be back at it on action, on the pitch on Friday against Orlando. Darren, it's good to have you back on the show. How are you? How was your Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yeah, it's pretty good. I nipped back to England just to see my folks because there's no quarantine now. So went on Thursday night and got back yesterday. So that was nice just to get back there and see the family.
What was it like, by the way, over there?
It was interesting. I thought it was going to be a lot more. I mean, to be honest, I think they're over COVID. No one had masks on. It was very wide open. So it was definitely less strict than I thought it was going to be.
No, only reason it's funny because Carl and I have been talking a lot, Darren, the last couple of weeks just before we get to United, since we had the week off anyway, because the Falcons play the Jets. And I know I look at the website stuff every day over there from the State Department. So if I'm going to hedge my bets, maybe I should go ahead and book that trip in October?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, I was out there and it seemed that it felt a lot more open. And, you know, for as far as I'm concerned, you know, you've seen the games in the Premier League. They've had crowds there, and there hasn't really been any issues. So it feels to me like it should go ahead.
All right.
Darren, let's talk about what's been going on during this break. We know we haven't had everybody at training, but what have you heard? Do you feel like things are getting accomplished with Gonzalo Pineda?
Yeah, and the first thing was they had 3 days off going into the national break just to give the guys a bit of time off to rest and recharge. Those that are here, obviously, we've got, you know, four of the players away on international duty, and now, you know, it's preparation week now, ready for the big game against Orlando on Friday, which obviously is a huge match for us given where we are in the table and how important the points are, but also because it's Orlando and, you know, it's a team that we always like to beat.
I know that the U.S. team has been grinding. Ponder did, I should say, Pulisic was able to play, and they're drawing. How much, if any, did you get to see of the U.S. men's team? And I know that obviously we have one eye on it because another great opportunity for Miles Robinson to score the other day.
Yeah, look, I think Miles has been great. Miles is the only outfield player who's played in the last eight games, started the last eight matches for the national team. And I think, you know, he's been one of the definitely the better players, I think, of these first two games. And look, it's tough in CONCACAF to qualify. We know that because America didn't make it in the last round. And they haven't started that well. So it's a big game for them tomorrow in Honduras, because if they don't get the win there, then they really are, you know, behind the eight ball going into the next round of games. So it's tough. It's always tough in CONCACAF, but I think, you know, they'll wish they got a better start for sure.
Darren Eales, our guest, guys, president of Atlanta United. You know, we spent a lot of time on, I say we as in the fans, spent a lot of time on what works formation-wise for us. I know you've always said that really has never been an issue for you. You know, doesn't matter what the formation is. It's about having the right guys on the pitch, 3-4-3, 4-2-3-1, whatever it's going to be. What is Gonzalo Pineda as far as his philosophy when it comes to this kind of thing?
I think, to be fair, Carl, it's pretty similar to what you just said then. I think, you know, from Gonzalo's perspective, you know, it may change. I think, you know, he was part of the Seattle moving to a back five this year because of the personnel they had. So I think it's always going to be personnel-led and, you know, in terms of who he's got available and, you know, potentially who the matchup is. So I think, you know, in that respect, he's got his philosophies that he's working on, you know, trying to get the attacking soccer, breaking the lines, trying to get a little bit more chance creation. So I think he'll go with whatever formation he thinks best fits that. Obviously, we know with Orlando, it's a tough team. You know, Orlando are second in the table at the moment. Mm. They've been doing well, obviously, this season. And so we're going to have our best team out there. But it's going to be difficult because we've got a couple of players or a few players on international duty. So we're going to have to, you know, just sort of see who's available depending on who plays in matches, etc.
Santiago Sosa, everybody getting healthier?
Sosa.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he had a great start, as obviously, as you know, Santiago. You know, he's coming back into training hopefully soon, so we'll see, okay, you know, who's available for Friday.
Oh, by the way, Carl, it's funny, Darren mentioned Orlando again, Friday, right here on 92.9 The Game. I'm at the Florida State game, Darren, and there's two guys behind me. One of my buddies was wearing a Atlanta United t-shirt. And the guy's like, really, Atlanta United? I'm like, where are you guys from? They go, Orlando. I go, oh. And so, you know, I said, you know, by the way, I go, Darren, our boss, and I told them the guys what I did for a living. I said, Darren, the boss of United, they thought it would be kind of cool at the time to kind of, like, you know, throw a little gas on the fire of our most, at that time, geographic rival. And they said, oh, yeah, challenge accepted, Darren, down there in Orlando. So for folks that don't remember, what do you guys do? You put a billboard like a block away from their stadium?
Yeah, on our first game. That was the one when Tito scored in the 90th minute. So it was, yeah, that was fun times.
So anyway, every team rises and falls. They're doing well, but do we have what it takes, though, to take them down? Because we're just one win away from being playoff eligible.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think, you know, it's been certainly much improved over the last month. And I think, you know, at home, that's the key thing for us now. We've got to try and take advantage of these home games. We've got three games in, you know, almost 9 days. So, you know, they're big matches for us. And it starts with Orlando. And look, Orlando's a good team. They'll have a couple of players out. Junior Urso, their central midfielder, got a fifth yellow, so he can't play in the game. They've got a couple of players on international duty down in South America. So, you know, I think it's a chance for us to, you know, try and get those 3 points. Because as you say, Mike, it's vital. If we get those three, we're back there above the playoff line, and then we've got another couple of home games coming up, so things can move really quickly.
Yeah, they do. And I'm just looking ahead at the schedules. We've got, you know, DC United again, Cincinnati. I'm just, you know, looking at this for the rest of the month. And I'm not going to say that, you know, we're going to kill all these teams, but – these are all winnable games, right? These are all winnable matches. It's not like we're going into any of these matches, Darren, and you're going, you know, you give a distinct advantage to any of these clubs if we are on our A game. And I think that's the big question. Can we be on our A game as we get closer and closer to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, you know, for us, Carl, I think we now with the team, you know, we're getting everyone back and we're getting the pieces together, obviously, with a new coach. I feel like, you know, there's no team really that we're playing that we should feel that we're underdogs to. You know, we've got a chance to win all of the games that are there. Obviously, that's a difficult task, but I think we can go into any game with a view to trying to take the 3 points. And I do think, and I've said this before, it's a great thing about Major League Soccer, you know, playing in MLS, you know, if we can get into the playoffs, then I think we are a dangerous team in the playoffs just because of, you know, the quality we've got in the squad and because, you know, we have got that experience of playing those big matches. So I certainly think we're a team that no one's going to want to play if we can get into the playoffs. But it's a big if. We've got to get there first. Yeah, I think that's right. I think attack-wise there, Mike, and then, you know, with you know, the way that our defence has been playing, you're seeing how Miles is playing for the United States. I think also at the back, we've got the, you know, the ability to be solid at the back there and let those four go off and do their thing up top. And, you know, as they get to play with each other a little bit more, I think you'll see, you know, that as well improving game on game. So I think there's a lot to be hopeful for, but, you know, it starts with Friday. We've got to get a result Friday.
Darren, when you go home, I'm just curious. I know you went back to see your folks, but is there somewhere when you go home you have to go visit? Is there somebody you have to go see? Is there a bar you have to go to? Or was this simply, got to go see my folks and then I'm out? But usually when we all go back home, there's places that you go, oh, I wonder if that's still there. I got to go see my guy. Who's that for you
over
there?
Yeah, so usually for me, it's breakfast. So it'll be the cafes because I always go for my English breakfast. So I'm definitely going to have to do some jogging this afternoon because I ate probably eight English breakfasts in the 4 days I was there. The other thing I went to that's quite fun, they have I went where my sister lives nearby. They have a festival called the Nearly Festival. So it's a whole lineup for a weekend of tribute acts. So it's not the actual acts. It's, you know, the fake Beatles or the fake Rolling Stones. So I had an afternoon at that, which was quite fun. That was pretty English, you know, to be there in a whole crowd watching people pretending to be someone. No, I did have fish and chips as well. No, I was it's the mushy peas I missed. You can get fish and chips, but it's the mushy peas that you can't get over here. That's what I like. It is, yeah, and that's definitely a soccer thing. So, you know, you go around the grounds and basically, you know, meat pies is something you can always have. Meat pies and bacon butties. So that's like a roll with bacon in. So that's sort of your two traditional sort of English food.
Interesting. Well, Darren, glad you made it back safe. Everything's good with the folks, and we're excited about what's going to happen on Friday night. By the way, pregame's supposed to start here at 6:30. I saw Mike Conti put out that the game's actually not going to kick off until 7:25 because of ESPN or whatever. But either way, guys, it'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Darren, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
I'm Mike Conti. This update is brought to you by the Lindy and Sarah Group, Keller Williams Realty. It's a game week for the Falcons, who are inching closer to their season opener Sunday against Philadelphia. Injuries along the offensive line will make rookie Jalen Mayfield a probable starter Sunday. Arthur Smith describes his expectations.
That's what I look at it as an opportunity, and we understand that there may be some growing pains. We try to eliminate certain risk, but eventually at some point there's going to be a third down, and you're going to have to block one of their guys.
The Falcons do not have a practice scheduled today. They'll return to the practice field at Flowery Branch tomorrow. The second-to-last homestand of the regular season starts tonight for the Braves, who have Max Fried going to the mound against the Nationals. The Braves begin the homestand with a 1.5-game lead over Philadelphia in the National League East. In college football, the new AP Top 25 has Georgia up to number 2 after they beat previously third-ranked Clemson in their season opener Saturday. Alabama remains number 1. The fastest way to know what your home would sell for today is from the Lindy and Sarah Group, Keller Williams. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000 to get your home value. That's 800-763-3000. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti from the Kia Studios. On your home of Friday's Atlanta United match against Orlando, kickoff at 7, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Dogs dominated defensively, 7 sacks against DJ Uiagalelei and the Clemson Tigers. We're going to talk more about it coming up in 20 minutes. Quick reminder here, guys, BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, night. Your one-stop shop for betting info. Get sports betting tips from local talent, national experts, sports betting, and entertainment content, guys, to keep both the casual and the hardcore bettors entertained. That's BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. Also, we'll dive back into the Falcons coming up and the Braves making moves. Well, taking care of their own, and that's important. Joe Patrick's on the way at 4:20 as we'll dive into not only this series with the Nats, but also what the Braves are doing to try to make sure that they're making moves not only for this year, but for next year. Right now, though, it's time for Yeah Man and No Man. All right, Bo, we're going to get some great weather this weekend, more great weather for football. Thursday night, football starts. Then we got the Falcons on Sunday. College football's underway. Man, I love this time of year.
Oh, I do too. And honestly, I got a little sad Sunday. I played golf Sunday, and the weather was so amazing. And it hit me, well, enjoy it today because this is the last Sunday you'll have off until – mid-January.
Let's hope February.
But in some cases, you know, again, it was really kind of cool when you traveled with the team. You were living like a rock star. Now you just, Joe, what is that? What does Ray Liotta say at the end of Goodfellas, Carl? I'm just a regular everyday schnook. So now Squidbilly's got to fly like everybody else. But you are working for an NFL team there, buddy.
Yeah, it's just I don't get any of the perks. I'm just like a regular old beat writer these days the way I'm being treated. I'm going to have to talk to D-Led and see what kind of tricks he's got with his traveling commercial garbage.
Right, I hear you. Well, anyway, there he is, a man of the people, Squidbilly with Yeah Man, No Man, now that we've established your working man ethos. What do you got for us today?
Yeah. So Michael K. Williams passed away over the weekend, tragically, and – he's most famous for playing in The Wire as Omar,
right.
And I've never seen The Wire. I've read a lot about
You've never seen The Wire?
Never. Man. Now, I remember him from Boardwalk as Chalky White.
Right.
That was probably my favorite character in the whole show was Chalky. I just loved the character, and he played it to a T. You know, the scene where he blows up on his family at dinner, the prison, not prison, but when he's in jail and the guy doesn't know who he is and he just kind of baits the guy to run in his mouth until they take care of him. I just loved it. His character was awesome. Well, he apparently was discovered by Tupac, and this came out on Twitter. Somebody had released it where he talked about how he was discovered and how he figured out how he was discovered when he did the scene with Tupac.
I knew I should have murdered that motherfucker 3 years ago while we was up north.
Wow.
What do I want? Yeah.
Who's that?
I want you to find the motherfucker and bring him to me.
Wow. That's the late, great Tupac Shakur.
And you're rocking a Kangol. Okay, yeah. So this is one of your first film roles. This is Bullet.
This is the very first film role.
This was your first film role.
Ever.
And I heard Tupac was instrumental in making that happen.
Yeah,
walk
yes, he
me
was.
Through how this came to be.
It was a time in New York, you know, when, you know, music videos were really a big thing in at least in New York City.
Yes.
You know, the right music video would make you a star. And so it was a time when you would just go around all these different production offices in New York City and audition. And the way you would audition was, if it wasn't a dance video, they'd just stand you up against the wall, Polaroid you, next, and if they liked your look, they, you get the gig. Pac came in the office one day, I think he seen a picture of me. He saw me, he saw that scar, and he was like, yo, go find this dude. He looks thugged out enough to play my little brother.
Yeah, man, and the scar came from a fight outside a bar where he got cut with a razor, and a guy had a razor in his mouth, Carl, and had it in his hand. He didn't even see it. He got smacked right down the right, like literally right down the center of his face, which did add the gravitas to some of the heavier roles he played on screen.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fake that, right?
No.
I mean, that's who
he
was.
And you know, the guy, Chubbs from Sons of Anarchy, while we're talking about knife fights, the dude that also, he was like in Gladiator, and he played Maximus's, like his assistant. Same thing. He got in a street fight in Ireland and got slapped, and that's where he's got like the scar on the side of his cheek. Which, again, I don't think anybody wants to go through that. But for playing some of the roles, it was the perfect fit. And in his case, it got him signed by Tupac.
Yeah,
for that role.
I was taken back yesterday when I heard the news because, again, you just assume everything is fine in everyone's lives and they're moving along. And especially when you have success like he's had, he was versatile.
But the underbelly of this is, you know, they're investigating a possible drug overdose, Mike. And again, these personal demons that we don't know about. And he talked about this stuff, how he had fought this kind of stuff. We don't know the cause of death yet, but obviously by himself, being found by himself and drug paraphernalia in the house or whatever. So we will see where this goes. But
it's a shame because, you know, I just saw Motherless Brooklyn was the other day, and he played the trumpet player in the jazz club. And again, just so, always so cool in every role he's in. And you think about a guy like, another guy who makes you angry is Philip Seymour Hoffman. Could never get over the drug issues that he had. Also lost his life in a similar manner. Yeah, brilliant.
So I want to say that to say, if you need help, if you're listening to us right now and you're somebody that, again, maybe nobody knows, maybe you're doing this and maybe people do know and you're just fighting it, try to get help, man, because there's people out there that can help you. And I know that Michael K. Williams suffered and was dealing with this, and he had talked about it openly. But we understand now more than ever, Mike, it's a disease, man. You can't just shake it off or, you know, all kick the habit and all that kind of stuff that we talk about casually. So I just want to say that. But, yeah, Bo, I was taken back when I heard the news yesterday.
Yeah, it was very sad. I hated seeing it. It was because I loved him as Chalky White. But, you know, some say that Omar in The Wire was the greatest TV character of all time. But I don't know about all that. I've never seen it. I know there's been some good characters. But who's your favorite character of all time from a TV show?
Tony Soprano. We were just talking about that last week. James Gandolfini.
That's a good question.
It's about the same time I was watching The Wire right after, you know, Sopranos. Kind of staggered how they are both on HBO at the same time.
Yeah, Chris is going through our engineer. He is Turtles watching The Wire now. I think he's through season one, and he posted something over the weekend where he said he doesn't see how this could be one of the top five shows. A lot of people consider it to be one of the top five shows. And I told him, get through it and then see where you're at. And, you know, again, I think people who love The Wire loved it. I was one of those people. And then, you know, for people, again, it's not for everybody. But I think if you get the sense of what the show was about, the writing, how it was, the acting, everything was really good. I have to think about that, Bo, because I can tell you, you know, there's so many for me. I mean, I like Walter White, bro. I mean, Walter White was a great character in Breaking Bad. But Omar is up there because there was something about Omar's character and the way it was portrayed.
There were so many great characters in The Wire. Idris Elba, I mean, Stringer, all those characters, man.
Stringer Bell was the best, too. Right. I mean, yeah, so I that's a tough question for me, Bo.
Well, now, is The Wire a show that it gets dated? Like, I personally don't think The Sopranos is dated, but I also lived through that. And I wonder if that's hurting Chris watching it by not really it's being a certain age during the time it's set.
That's interesting. Oh, we heard you.
I heard you. Yeah. And I gotta be honest, but 20 years later, Baltimore's still a train wreck.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it is. And that's part of it.
Right.
The griminess,
right,
the gutterness of what B-Town of Baltimore is, and you talk to people from there and they're like, dude, that portrayed our city like you can't even imagine. There's something to be said about that. So, I'm with you.
I heard Chris loud and clear. He's a TV snob. It's not good enough. It's okay. Look, speaking of guys saying they're better than people.
Yes.
Well, you know, Hugh Douglas and Mike Bell share a few things in common. And Hugh talked about it on the air.
Hugh Douglas here to tell you about North Atlanta Hair Restoration. Now, I first got on board with this because I saw Mike Bell do it. And I know what you're probably thinking. Yo, you and Mike Bell, y'all are two different guys. We are. I am much taller than Mike Bell. It's true. I am.
He's not lying. Oh, nothing. I mean, like, I've been
unwarranted shot by you. Everyone knows he's taller than
you. He was an NFL player. I'm like 5'8 in heels. By the way, it was kind of nice, Carl. I bought these new Florida State Nike sneakers for the weekend.
Yeah, bro.
I think it added like an inch to my height. It was actually came in handy. But
Were they comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, it's soft and squishy. It's the big thing of foam. But anyway, yeah, I mean, look, I'm like Buddy Hackett. That's kind of like, that's my lot in life.
Are you saying, Bo, that you think that was a shot? He was just explaining to people.
Yeah.
Look, some things don't need to be explained, okay?
I mean, you could have said, you know, you might think that white hair and black hair are inherently different when it comes to hair transplants. He decided to go after the height issue, Carl.
Well, Mike, maybe you should send another picture of your car. Make
yes.
You feel better. Well,
yeah. Yeah, no, Hugh, the promo that runs is accurate. I did kind of, I'm so sorry, man. I couldn't imagine losing it because Hugh's a car guy. We're all car guys on the show. And then, you know, it just so happened, I was like, well, by the way, while you are looking for a car, you might want to take a look at one of these. And I sent up the picture of the brand new Corvette. So that was kind of a D-bag move, I have to admit, and made it to a promo.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because that's exactly what I thought when the dude just got his car stole. And you're like, oh, by the way, look at my new hotness.
No, it wasn't like I did it right there. I waited like 6 minutes.
Six minutes.
Yeah, that had me crying though. I mean, yeah.
Hold on, let me go back.
I feel bad for you, Hugh. But here's my new Corvette.
I'm gonna go look at this sequence real quick. Hold on,
bro. I wish that on anybody. Check out the wheels on my vehicle.
See, I guarantee you, Mike didn't say anything back. Hugh probably said that. Mike just sent him a picture of his new car. Oh well, here's mine. Does it make you feel better? Man.
Hold on here.
So messed up, man. Such an elitist move, Mike.
Here's the deal. I am glad the hair restoration is working for not only Hugh, but Mike's been talking about that way back when. And if you've not seen Mike, if you saw him out at the Tour Championship or whatever, it's real, man. It's real.
Well, actually, there was about 7 or 8 texts back and forth about his car being sold before. Then I dropped the pictures of the new Corvette. Yeah. But if you must know.
Wait,
you comfort him for
hours.
A few minutes. Thank I understand. You.
Couldn't wait 24 hours.
Well, I mean, no, but as a car guy, I mean, hey, since you are in the parking for a new car, may I recommend this? And here's what it looks like.
By the way, before we get out of here, all the...
Hey-o. Right.
Go ahead, Bo. Go ahead.
By the way, before we get out of here, all the UGA fans that want to hate on me after I correctly predicted they'd beat Clemson, you might want to go check out Deadspin. They have a problem with you filling Sanford Stadium on Saturday with no vaccine requirements. Chris, hit my music.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Always Deadspin. Poking the bear. Yes, always poking the bear, man.
Yeah, yeah, he's looking. Mm-hmm. He's looking for somebody to take a swing at him, and they will. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're going to come back, talk some college football. For Georgia, a great weekend and a great way to start. For Georgia Tech, not so much. And here's the thing. We're not picking on them, but that's a game you got to win.
Right, and now a Kennesaw State game, no disrespect to KSU, is like a mission statement for a coach. That's not right, Carl.
That ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.